Hello, and welcome to Talk to Tay Tuesdays. As always, thank you for spending 5 to 7 minutes of your week with me, unless we have guests. So friends, I have to start the show off today by saying happy birthday to the person I've known longer than anyone else, and that is my mom. Happy birthday to you. You guys call her Miss Vicky. Just wish her a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. So, friends, I had a conversation with someone about a week ago, and they were asking me about forgiveness. How do you forgive people? How do you let things go and move on and really actually forgive people? And I've been thinking about that question for the past week. So that's what I kind of want to address today. You know, this week, there are two important events that are going to occur. This week, we have Passover. Of course, if you know anything about Passover, that is when the angel of death passed over the homes of the Israelites that had placed blood on their door frames. The other event that we're going to celebrate or commemorate this week is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. We call it Easter. But those are two very important events for a lot of people. So friends, I just want to try to bring that back around. Keep that in mind. I'm going to bring that back on the back end. But I want to share two stories with you that I think really tells about forgiveness and love, because I believe that forgiveness and love is the best qualities that we can have as people, forgiveness and love. And so our first story we're going to start off with is about these twin brothers. One brother's name is Esau and the other brother's name is Jacob. Now, Esau, he's the oldest brother, only by a matter of seconds, right? He's born first, which gives him what's known as the birthright. His brother Jacob comes out, he's second, right? Now, Esau is a hunter, he's a gatherer, he's rugged. And Jacob is more of a, we would probably call him in today's terms, a metrosexual. He knows how to cook, he knows society, he knows how to maneuver, he's slick, right? But they're brothers. So one day, Esau, he's been out hunting all day long, and he's captured nothing. He has nothing for his efforts, and he's starving. He goes home, and his brother Jacob has cooked this pot of stew, right? And Esau, he's hungry, and so he says, Jacob, let me get something to eat. And Jacob, he's pretty slick, right? He's a slickster. He says, I'll tell you what. I'll give you this whole pot of stew if you renounce and give me your birthright. And Esau probably was like, man, you're crazy. But he's hungry, right? And a lot of times when we're hungry for something, even beyond food, we're willing to compromise what we might not be happy about later on. And so he finally says, okay, fine. So he gives him his birthright and he gets the stew. Now, later on, their father passes, right? And Jacob ends up getting the birthright. The birthright is like the oldest son gets double what everyone else gets. And he takes over the family's business, the corporation, by today's terms. Now, when Esau hears about it, he's furious. And Jacob knows he can't hang with Esau in no fight. So Jacob has to leave. He bones out. He leaves, right? Friends, read the story. It's a great story. Now, here's the thing. Jacob goes to live with his uncle, and his uncle double-crosses him also, because what comes around goes around. Again, read the story. It's a great story. So Jacob is there with his uncle for many years. He gets married twice. He has a whole bunch of kids. But him and the uncle, they're not flowing, right? So Jacob, at a certain amount of time, after many, 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 many years, he's like, I got to go. My uncle's driving me crazy. And he does that. He leaves. And so he's on his way back home, and when he's on his way back, he hears that his brother Esau is headed his way, and Jacob is scared, because he knows Esau, he's that dude, right? Esau ain't the guy you want to try to tangle with. And Jacob's really, really nervous, because he thinks Esau might kill him and his whole family. And so he gets there, they finally meet. Esau got about 400 dudes with him. They meet, and Jacob's like, look, man, I'm so sorry. I know you could. And Esau's like, look, I'm good. I've made it on my own. Brother, I missed you. I'm happy to see you. Jacob's all like, what? He's shocked, right? But he's happy. And Jacob goes and he introduces Esau to his kids. He's like, hey, this is my son, Levi. And this is my other son. This is my other son. And this is my son, Joseph. And I can just imagine Joseph watching this. He's like, wow, my uncle's way cool. That's way cool what he did, right? And everybody's happy. Now, fast forward. Joseph is now a young man. I don't know how old he is, 15, 16. And his brothers are a little jealous of him because his dad finds favor in him, right? And his brother's like, he's got to go. And so they get rid of him. Read the story. It's a great story. And they put him, they send him away. And Jacob ends up being a servant to someone. And then he's falsely accused of something, of doing something. And he ends up in prison. But he continues to be who he is, to his true nature. And from that, he ends up getting out of prison and being the second highest person in command. There's only one person over him in all of Egypt, which is the world at that time. And now, Jacob, when he gets his power, now me, I probably would have been like, you know what? I got this power. I got this Egyptian army. I'm going to get my brothers. I'm going to pay them back. But he doesn't. And he just chills and he lives his life. And a funny thing happens. One day his brothers, they got to go to him, right? Because of this famine that's going on in the land. And when they come to Egypt, they see Joseph, but they don't even recognize him. They probably think he's dead by now, right? And they see he certainly can't be the second most powerful person in that region, right? Not Joseph, because he's gone. But he sees his brothers. And me, I don't know what I would have done, but the story goes, read the story. Read it. It's a good story. He ends up forgiving his brothers. He's like, man, I miss y'all so much. And I have to believe, a part of me has to believe that because of what Joseph saw his uncle do to his, for his dad, forgiving his dad, I got to kind of believe that that probably played a part in Joseph forgiving his brothers. It's not scriptural. Don't say that in the Bible. Don't call me and say that it says that. I know it does. But I got to believe that it played a part. So, friends, he forgives his brothers, right? Now, some of you are saying, Tate, what does it have to do with me? Well, it has everything to do with you. There are going to be people in your life. They're going to do things to you that may be egregious. You know, and sometimes they don't even know why they're doing it. Now, let's wrap this back around to this weekend. We're told that one of the last things that Jesus said was, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. You know what, friends? Again, maybe the person did something to you intentionally, as Joseph's brothers did, or maybe they do not know what they do. But we have to learn to forgive them. You know why? Because love is forgiveness. So friends, today's words come from a song by Liam Gallagher, and they go, in my defense, all my intentions were good. And heaven holds a place somewhere for the misunderstood. You know, I'd give you blood if it'd be enough. Devil's on my doorstep since the day I was born. It's hard to find a sunset in the eye of a storm. But I'm a dreamer by design. And I know in time, we'll put this all behind. Happy birthday, Mom. Friends, I'll see you next Tuesday.